Campbell and Farwell.
Mornings on Country 106.7.
And I know I've said it before, but we're probably about to get fired.
Yep.
Again.
Can we blame ourselves or should we blame Tina?
We can't blame Shift. We can't blame Shift all the time.
Well, but we didn't say, okay, you're right. But in this case, we didn't say it. I'd like to say it's all innocent, but it's not, because we're talking about calling in sick to work when we're not actually sick.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because the Blue Jays playoffs start this afternoon, the Blue Jays have issued a doctor's note that you can use to get the day off. It's sent to you by Dr. October. So we thought, okay, we've all done this before, right? I shared my story of calling in sick when I wasn't really sick and I went to New York instead of coming to work.
In a different department in this building, not here at Country 106.7, because you love to come to work here.
I do. We didn't need to get into the details that I actually did it here and still remain employed by Rogers. Thank you, Rogers. But we thought, we want to hear your story. And then Tina just took it to a whole new level. So there's nothing left to do but share Tina's story with you. If you're on your way to school with the little ones.
Oh, yeah.
You're welcome.
Well, just here, this is your warning. Here's your spoiler alert. It's about to get dirty.
519-741-1067. Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Tina. I'm calling about calling in sick to work, but it's actually my friend. She and I was scheduled to be off, and she decided to call in sick and come with me. And we went to the zoo, and she had her cell phone put down her shirt in her bra, like us women do, and accidentally
Hey, listen.
Wait, no.
The boob that runs this place calls me all the time, too.
Tina, I hereby have to inform you that I am stealing a dial, and I'm using it, and I'm going to tell people I made it up.
There you go.
Okay, Tina, so for...
We thought it was pretty hilarious.
Well, we think it's so hilarious that you have now coined a new accidental dial phrase that we are nominating you for Campbell and Farwell Call of Fame. Oh, my goodness. No, thank you, Tina. Believe me.
We have to beep that
out. I know. We have to
beep. We're going to reward Tina for swearing on the radio.
People will wonder from now to eternity, what did Tina say?
She said, she said booby or something like it.
Yeah. She said breast dial or mammary dial. It was all very medical.
Oh. We could also call it a rack ring.
There you go.
That's not bad.
So I'm glad I did.
We are glad you did too.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Always
call. Especially if you're like, should I call? Definitely.
Exactly.
Call
if you think about it, if you have to think about it, it's too long. Call. Just pick up that phone, whether you're dialing us or not, okay?
Sounds good.
So I'm just going to go over here and.
What are you doing?
I'm going to lock the door.
Why?
Oh, because I don't want to be fired while we're actually in the middle of talking.
Oh my God, you really did. Do you think this
door's
is it?
Locked. Well, you never know when it's it.
We're going to go down in flames for a booby dial?
Yeah, that's what we're going down in flames for. Tina, congratulations. You are the latest Campbell and Farwell Call of Fame nominee. Friday mornings at 8:50. So tomorrow morning at 8:50. Good luck topping Tina. I'm using
top,
these T's, by
it?
The way, deliberately.
The top is where your
all of
go.
The T's, because you can figure out the rest of it.
Mm.
Tina is the latest Call of Fame, Campbell and Farwell Call of Fame nominee. She could be inducted into the Campbell and Farwell Call of Fame. Tomorrow morning at 8:50, lunch or dinner at Johnny Rocco's in Kitchener will be hers.
I'm trying to do the thing where you put your phone in your... I don't know what to do with it. How do you...
You've done this before. I've seen your pictures on the internet of your phone.
In my bra?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Did I have a drink in my hand?
I'm going to assume... So. Actually, no. You don't need a drink in your hand to do that. I've seen your picture on the internet, full on. I can see the symbol on your BlackBerry through your... Yes.
Through my what?
And you post this on the internet. Anyway, Tina, congratulations.
You're full
Campbell,
of
baloney. I'm not full of anything. Campbell and Farwell Call of Fame nominee. Tomorrow morning, 8:50, we have the ceremony. Somebody gets inducted into the Campbell and Farwell Call of Fame and gets lunch or dinner from Johnny Rocco's in Kitchener.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on today's Best Country. Country 106.7.